It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, and we're going to begin reading again with the 10th verse, Romans 10, 10. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to send us a note, a letter, it would be addressed to Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit our website, and we have several hundred studies up on the website, as well as our Constitution and the Plan of Salvation. And so please feel free to look at the website and enjoy it, learn and grow from it, come to know the Lord Jesus through it. The Plan of Salvation, again, is always presented in each one of the studies. And that would be found at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles, prepare for the study, and as we read from Romans chapter 10, verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went unto all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All the day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your precious word. I just ask that you'll take your precious word and guide us step by step, verse by verse, word by word, that we may enjoy it. And we know, Father, that the only way that that can truly happen is if we know you as our Lord and Savior. We must come by faith to you. We must be born again. John chapter 3 says so clearly, as we have just read in these verses that Father, we have just covered, you know, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the 9th verse. And Father, just so wonderful to make it so clear, and yet so many folks, Father, have missed it. So many have missed it. And the preachers today do not preach the precious gospel. They do not tell folks how to be saved. They believe undoubtedly in some kind of a universal salvation. And as long as you attend church and are baptized, you're fine. Father, we know that that's not true. They're being deceived. They're being lied to. And Father, please, that you just will awaken folks to the truth, to your word, that they need to be born again. They need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, your Son. So please, Father, today, just guide and lead us through your precious word. Bring the lost to you through your Son. come by faith. And those, Father, that are born again, help them, Father, to see the truth. Realize that if, Father, they're in a place that the church is dead, that the gospel isn't preached, the truth isn't shared, that, Father, just have them find a place that it does. Father, I just ask that you'll give us the patience and the time that we can reach the lost, and we will give it with your power and strength, not our own. That's where the patience comes in. It's not something we can do. It's something you have to do. You have to touch their heart. You have to bring them to salvation. And so please, dear Lord, let us be the messenger. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. These precious words are repeated many, many times. They're worthy of being repeated. And I'm going to back up one more verse from what I just quoted through the prayer, and that was verse 9. We're going to back up to verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. I just beg you that you listen today. And today is the day of salvation. If the Spirit of God is touching your heart, convicting your heart, I just beg and plead that you'll come. Please, don't reject that precious word. Don't say, no, that's not what we preach here. That's not what we believe here. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, you can ask your preacher or whoever and say, why isn't the gospel preached? Why don't we talk about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus? Why don't we talk about the cross and the need to come by faith to this Savior, the person of the Lord Jesus that died on the cross and rose again? Why don't we talk about his shed blood, his precious blood, his saving blood? Why don't we talk about that folks could be born again, as John chapter 3 says? Why don't we do that? Well, we just don't believe it. Well, if that's the case, then please, I beg you to get out. Life is too short. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, praise God. But if you're someplace where the gospel isn't preached, get out. You must get out, because if you're saved, your siblings, your brothers and sisters, or your children, your parents, nobody's ever going to get saved if you're someplace where the gospel isn't preached. Time is very short. Our Lord is coming. He's coming very soon. So I ask you that you wake up and get into a place that preaches the gospel. They're not found every place. You need to search it out. But you will find a place that preaches the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Saved by grace. Look at these verses again. The word is nigh thee, verse 8, even in thy mouth, in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is a personal commitment that you need to make to Jesus. It'll be a turning. A turning. You turn to Jesus, and you'll do that right now. When you feel that burden of drawing you, you don't really understand it. You don't. Something's different. I need to trust in Jesus. He has shown me I'm a sinner and I'm lost. I need to call upon Him. And when you do that, you have just turned about face. You were facing the devil. Now you're facing Jehovah God. Please call upon Him today and trust in Him. The 10th verse says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's a time. It's something you need to do. Call upon the Son of God. It's a relationship. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with a person, and that person is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get saved. It's a personal relationship with Jesus. For with the heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. Something that has to be done. You aren't born into it. Just because you've been in that church all your life, that doesn't make you a Christian. You've called yourself a Christian, I'm sure. But that does not make you a true believer, a Christian, at all. Because a Christian is someone that's Christ-like. The only way you can be Christ-like is to be born again. To be born again. Verse 11. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed or not be disappointed. It's so important that we look to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you're trusting in your religion, if you're trusting in your church instead of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in him alone, if you're trusting in anything, you know, if it's Jesus plus, in other words, you're trusting in him plus baptism, or plus church membership, or plus some kind of works that you think you can serve and please God with. If you're doing that, then you're doing exactly like Adam and Eve did. I think I went far enough back, didn't I? Because it started there. Because when they had fallen, when they were disobedient and ate of the forbidden fruit and had fallen, at that time, immediately they went out and found or realized they were naked, and they covered themselves with leaves. That was the first form of man's religion, right there. And it didn't work. Because when God came into the garden, he said, "Where are you?" He knew that what they had done. He wanted to call them out. And when he came out, why, they realized that they had tried to cover themselves, and they knew that wasn't enough. And so they shed those leaves, those coats that they had made, and our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, went out, sacrificed an animal, the shedding of blood, and he covered Adam and Eve with those skins, representing the coming of the Messiah. And they, at that time, had to accept it and believe that there is going to be a Savior come. And it was 4,000 years before Jesus went to the cross. But for that 4,000 years, all that lived could believe in Jesus, the coming Messiah. So you see, they tried it their way, and it didn't work. And then we could go the next step, go to Cain and Abel. Abel did it God's way. He brought a sacrifice. Cain did it his own way. He chose religion as he followed his mother and father the first time with the coats of leaves that they put on. And so you see, man has been trying to save himself forever. It started with Adam and Eve. They recognized they were wrong, came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though it's 4,000 years before he died, those coats of skins represented the Savior, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. Well, one son followed and one son didn't. One son followed their old way, the religion. He brought his best, but it was not God's way. There was no shedding of blood. There was no death of the innocent sacrifice. This didn't happen. There must be the shedding of blood. It must be under God's conditions. It must be God's way. It must be the death of that substitute, and that substitute is an innocent substitute. That was all the requirements that was set up from the beginning, and they were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus as he completely fulfilled the law, died on the cross, shed his blood, and it was God's way, innocent sacrifice, the shedding of blood, the sacrifice died, all under God's rule and way. Saved us, if you'll come by faith to Jesus. They had, Adam and Eve had to trust in that when they took those coats of, those bloody coats of skins and put them on. They accepted them. That's what you need to do today. You need to accept it. When Abel brought the sacrifice, he had to bring it under God's way and had to be accepted as he brought it. He brought it to them. It was a sacrifice, and under all conditions, exactly as God required. But then Cain came. And when Cain came, we find that he did it his own way, and God did not accept it. He was angry. Well, you're going to be angry too. It's not going to make any difference, because the day that you die and you go into the place of torment, you can be angry. because you chose to go your own way. And I'm here to plead with you that you choose God's way and not your way. Cain tried it. Didn't work. Adam and Eve tried it. Didn't work. Never has. Never will. Only through the precious sacrifice that Jesus made, believing and trusting in Him, is the only way. So please do that today. Follow after Him. It cannot be under your own righteousness. Let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're going to look at the 7th verse. Here's what happened. They begin to follow someone that was not worthy of following. And I'm going to read it. Verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not at his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You see, Adam and Eve went with the outward appearance. God looked upon the heart. It was still filthy. Needed the sacrifice. The next was Cain. Cain looked at something that was literal, something that was visible. Abel came with God's way and God's plan, because it was the heart. And so as we read this verse of Scripture, the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh not on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. We need to take care of the heart. Please, trust in Jesus today. I don't know what your preacher's been preaching. I hope he's been preaching the plan of salvation to you every day, every time that you're in that house of God, and he tells you how to be saved. And I can't imagine that you've refused it all this time. But if your preacher has not preached that every service, every Bible study, tell them, folks, how to be saved and enjoying. You say, oh, I get so sick and tired of hearing that you must be saved. I get tired of hearing the cross. If you're tired of hearing that, you are not saved. Because every time I speak it, every time I hear it, every time others that are saved hear it, they rejoice. Because it's a joy in their heart to hear the saving power of Jesus and how wonderful it is. So please look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, not with your own righteousness. Again, verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, shall not be disappointed, as the Scripture says. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. We have this race issue today that just seems to be climbing. Believers, there is no race issue. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or your birthplace. The concern is, the only concern, and that is, have you come by faith to Jesus? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus? You see those that continue to play the race card and continue to lift those problems up and those concerns up and keep raising that as an issue are ones that as well want to get rid of anything when it comes to God or His presence in the schools or the government. They want to get rid of all that, and the very Scripture that I'm reading is a Scripture that says there is no difference. We're all the same. We're all sinners, we're all lost, and we all need a Savior. And the Savior died for all. I don't care what color you are. And if you come by faith to Jesus, you're my brother or you're my sister. And there is no difference with you, no matter what your skin color or your place of birth. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The love and the joy that God's going to put in your heart when you come by faith to Jesus, and we're going to fellowship together and grow together, it's going to be wonderful. What causes division is the absence of God. What causes the division are those that call themselves preachers, and yet they're the ones that are dividing instead of bringing people to Jesus. That's what they need to be doing. Not complaining about how someone is mistreated. The only way we're going to answer this problem is bring people to the Lord Jesus. Bring people to Jesus. And most of those preachers that are so outspoken about the race problem are those that are not preaching the gospel. They need to preach the gospel. Tell people, Jesus died for you. He died for you. I don't care what color you are. Jesus died for you. Will you trust in him today? You're a lost sinner just as I was, but I've come by faith to Jesus, and so now I'm saved. Please, come by faith to Jesus. And that love and that power and that strength, you see, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what we need, and that's going to change the life and change the heart. We can't change it from the outside, just like the scripture back in 1 Samuel told us. Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I refuse him. For the Lord seeth not seeth as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Be born again. Be saved. Come by faith to Jesus and begin that wonderful walk each and every day. I'm going to read that 12th verse once again. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, there's no one exempted there, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then the 14th verse, you realize that we just spent almost all the time in review. But it was worth review. If you didn't catch it last time we were together, but if you did, it's worthy of review. I love those verses of Scripture. Verse 14 now. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? We were just talking about that. There's many preachers out there. But they should have a different name because they're not preaching the gospel. They're not telling people you must be born again. They're out there trying to change your life in some manner or another, trying to tell you how you're doing so many things wrong. And the only way that you're going to do anything right is to begin with Jesus. Faith in Jesus. Be born again. Nicodemus said, Jesus said to Nicodemus, a religious leader, he said, you must be born again. And I'm saying the same to most of those that are got the big mouth out there today that's causing so much division. You must be born again. You need to be born again. There's no evidence of your salvation. You must be born again. And please, turn to Jesus, and he will give you a love in your heart and a compassion and a desire in your heart to serve the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the question comes, how are you going to be saved unless a preacher tells you? And a preacher is anyone. That's not necessarily someone that stands behind a pulpit or has reverend in front of their name many instances. It's just a matter of a preacher as a proclaimer. A proclaimer. How's somebody going to be saved? It's going to be by me taking the gospel out, by you taking the gospel out to someone. You know Jesus as your Savior, tell somebody else. You know somebody that doesn't know Jesus? You wonder if they're having all kinds of trouble, and you say, you know, I know the trouble may still be there, but you know what? I know someone that can help you through that trouble, lift you up, give you the strength to go through it, and that person is Jesus. Please, will you recognize that you're lost? There's a spirit convicting your heart now that you're a sinner and you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. He died on the cross for you, hung on that cross for you, and he died, and he rose again. So not only do we have victory over our sin, but we also have life, and that life is life eternal. What a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus. And so, how shall they hear without a preacher? Look at verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now you're going to notice that that was a quote from Isaiah. That was from Isaiah 52:7. And so Paul here is quoting the Old Testament. He's talking to Israel. He's talking to the Jews. He's talking to us. He's talking to everybody. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But as we look here and we see that many of them are Israelites, many of them are Jews that are listening. And so he begins to quote them Isaiah because he knows that they know the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. They believe the prophet of Isaiah. And so here it is, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Come by faith to Jesus. That's the gospel. Trust in him. Then on in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? You'll find that in Isaiah 53:1. Who hath believed our report? And then verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The call. The call. I send the call out every study we have. If I'm standing in front of the Sunday school class on Sunday morning, the call goes out. If I'm standing before the family, the church family behind the pulpit, the call goes out. On Sunday night, we come back together and the call goes out. Wednesday night, the call goes out. Tuesday afternoon with the ladies' Bible study, the call goes out. Every time this radio program is aired, wherever it's aired in this tri-state area, we send out the call. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus, dear sinner. You're lost. You need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus. So please call upon Him. Trust in Him today. And do not reject or ignore Him. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, verse 17 tells us. Verse 18, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was manifest unto them that asked not after me. The sad thing of these scriptures, the word of God was proclaimed so clearly. It was given to a chosen people, and that chosen people was Israel. God chose them to be his messengers of the gospel, to bring the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Up on Mount Sinai with Moses, they received the law, the Ten Commandments, which condemns us, and also receives the plans to the tabernacle, which is simply a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the gospel. It speaks of his grace because there is the offering of sacrifices. And yes, they needed to bring those sacrifices, but they had to believe by faith that this meant, and this without question, was a picture of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never studied the tabernacle in the book of Exodus, you have missed so much. You must study the Word of God. You must look to the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the five books of Moses. It tells of the creation, it tells of the fall, it tells of the redemption. In Genesis 3:15 is the first gospel presented. And so you see, the gospel's not just new to the New Testament. The gospel's been the same. You must come by faith to the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please, as we look at this, we find that Israel missed it. It was turned to the Gentiles, to the heathen, and the heathen heard and believed. And yet Israel, that had all the light, missed it, and they still are. But if you're a Jew, you can come by faith right now to Jesus. There'll be a time that call will go again, But please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?